This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, 15 years of watching commercial space and the exploration ahead of us, watching that as well, the Earth-Moon system and eventually the Mars-Earth-Moon system. We begin with a Mars story, and I want to establish something because I read all these Nature and Science magazines' version of Mars and water. Bob, is it fixed that water flowed on Mars, or is that still the debate?
First, John, I have to thank your readers for their donations and subscriptions to Behind the Black, as I do my monthly, my 15th anniversary fundraising thing. I really appreciate their support, your listeners' support, and I want to thank them. And no, it is not settled that water flowed on Mars. There is ample evidence that suggests water might have flowed on the surface of Mars once, liquid water. But the problem with that has continued always to be that Mars' atmosphere is too cold and too thin for liquid water to exist. If ice is on the surface and it starts to get heated, it will immediately sublimate into a gas. It will not become a liquid and flow. It just doesn't, it can't happen with the atmosphere and the temperatures on Mars. And there have been many, many models created to try to create the situation where once Mars had a thicker, warmer and climate that would allow water to flow. But none of those models has really satisfied anybody. None. They're just not good. They don't make any sense. So did liquid water flow on Mars? Well, the geological evidence kind of suggests this. And the story we've got here, John, is there are what they call inverted channels on Mars, many of them. I got a great picture on Behind the Black of one. They are basically look like rivers, except they're a ridge that's across the surface. And the theory is that you had a flowing channel that pressed the stream bed down to make it hard, make it more resistant to erosion. And then over time, the ground around it erodes away and leaves a ridge. And the ridge becomes a positive map of where the stream bed once was, or the channel. The problem is, and so there was a study that mapped out these in one particular region of Mars, found about 15,000 kilometers worth of these inverted channels, and says this is evidence there was some kind of flow. Mars was once much wetter, and there was something flowed to cause these channels. They argue that it was liquid water. I am once again raise the question of glaciers. This is a question that is not answered, but I think scientists should start asking this question more. There's so much evidence of glacial activity on Mars. Maybe that's the cause of the meandering channels and stream beds we see and not liquid water. That would solve the other problem of how could Mars have liquid water? Well, maybe it never did. Either way, we don't know. We do know, though, that Mars had lots more water once in the past. That we do know, and whether that water was ice or liquid is not clear. But over time, it's been losing its supply of water to space.
All right, we've got less than a minute. Landing site for Mars for SpaceX. Is this manned landing or robot landing?
This is where they have met. I sightsee and look, found a really cool geological image in the region of Mars where SpaceX has asked the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter to take a lot of pictures because that's where they plan to start landing starships. And when they start landing starships, they're going to start unmanned and eventually they'll put people on them. But this is the region. So I did some sightseeing in the region and found a really cool image of a mesa that looks really weird. And this is in region, and the geology here is puzzling. You really need to go there to see it, and guess what? Starships can be going to this area in sometime in the next decade, and we might start being able to explore it.
And we want soil samples, Elon. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. 15 years, your subscriptions, your donations, your attention, most welcome, most appreciated. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.